Sechtes Nedarim Daf Mem Aleph. This that we say that Amud HaNor is not allowed to heal the animal of his friend is actually two Mahalchim in the Rishonim. Tosfos and the Rosh and his parish explained that the Furos Behemtoi is also because he's not doing a mitzvah by the fact that he's healing the animals and he's just benefiting him. And it doesn't have a din of a machzeh avidasoi because the Torah was not mitzavo to heal someone else's animal. But the Rashba argues on Tosfos and he writes it's not true because this is Meshiv Avedo. And it's Al Shavas Avedo, a person would have to heal somebody else's animal. But the reason why he's not allowed to heal someone else's animal is because he could say, give him such and such medicine, or avoid such and such foods. And then the animal could heal through others. And just like if there's a different doctor, he wouldn't necessarily go ahead and do it himself. But with his money, but Rufus Gufoy, even in a case with as many doctors, other people are allowed to, because not every person is necessarily a doctor. So therefore, in a case where you can heal the animal only through him, then he's allowed to taki heal the animal because of a Shavas Aveda. Like we learned earlier on Daf Lamed Gimel, that Meshav Avedasa, because he's Machs Aveda, is because he's Isik in the Kima Mitzvah, and the fact is the friend is benefiting is from his own. And the Rashba brings it right to this one with Yishalmi, and the Ran Paskins like the Rashba as well. But the Rosh, this seems to actually be a contradiction about what he holds. Because even though we mentioned before that in his parish he writes that the reason why he ought to heal the animals is because there's no mitzvah to Shoshas Avedel, but in the Piskei Rosh, the Semeches, he brings down the Yishalmi, that if he has nobody to heal him, he's allowed to heal him because of Shoshas Avedel. The Nidre's reason already asks this during the Rosh. The Turin Yeridei Reish Chaf Aleph writes that if there's somebody that could heal him, there isn't somebody that could heal him, and it's going to die, if you're not going to heal him, you're allowed to heal him. And the Reish Chaf Aleph brings down the Rosh and the Psalkim, and the Rebbe Yeruchim writes, Yeish Armim, that even if there's nobody else, you're not allowed to heal him. Shulchan Aruch is brought down, Kapaskind, that if there's nobody else, you're allowed to heal him. Now, how you exactly answer this during the Rosh, we'll discuss that. But the Chazon Ish in Siman Kuf Lamed Vav on Sechtes Nedarim Daf Mem Aleph in Noshim, he explains that this is that the Rashba writes and the Ran writes that the mitzvah Shavas Avedo by healing the animal of his friend. But if there's a different doctor that can heal him, then he's not allowed to. He writes that by other Shavas Avedo, you are allowed to return the lost item to the person that's mitzvah now, even if there's other people that could help. Since the heter is, since he's doing it because of the king of mitzvah, there's no difference if it could be done the mitzvah through somebody else or not. And so too, that this that the kohen is marked with the carbon of Mudar HaNor, there's no difference if there's a different kohen there or not. And this step by Rufus Behemta is a difference if there's a different doctor or not. That's because Mitzvah Shavas Aveda said by something that's considered lost from the owner. And then there's a mitzvah to return it to him. And therefore, when his animal is sick, since the Bailam knows that he needs to have a refuah, even though he himself is not, doesn't know how to heal him, but when there's some other doctors over there that could heal him, it's not considered that the animal is lost because he could hire a doctor to heal it, a vet. But if there's no other doctor except for this person, since if not for the fact that it will heal him, he'll lose his money, so it's considered that it's avud defamim, and therefore it's noyeg in such a situation, mitzvah Shavas Aveda. But by other Shavas Aveda, where the item is lost from the owner, by the fact that he doesn't even know where it is, and it's not in his hands to return it and save himself from that loss because it's lost already, so then it's on someone else, any other yid, to return it, and therefore he's allowed to return to the Buddha HaNor, even if there's other people that could return it to him. But the carbon asadal writes, it's just like a fruit behemta is mutter dafka when there's nobody else. So to Hashem Saved is also taka only going to be mutter if there's nobody else. If Kibbe Eger asks a kasha in the Gilin HaShas, this at the run writes that if there's no other doctor, he's allowed to heal him like he's allowed to return the Aveda, meaning he's allowed to heal him because it's a mitzvah, like he's returning a lost item because of a mitzvah. So he asks that by Shavas Aveda, the reason is not because he's allowed to benefit from it, but rather because he's giving him his own thing and he's only just avoiding somebody else taking that thing. And it's like, as the Gemara and the Rana where they quoted, it's a Mavriya Harin. It's not considered that he's benefiting him. And that's Shaykh Dafka by an item that when we turn it, it's not going to enhance the item itself. He's just causing others from taking it. But when the animal is actually sick and he's healing him, so he's actually being Mashbiach his assets. And that's much better than being Fatim's animal. And therefore, it should be Yasser. And that's why Tzarachin, Kibbe Eger, and Kushi Satsumas asks it as well. In Tosfos and Kibbe Eger Mishnayos, he also asks the Peri Dalet B'Shul Dalet this question. And he wants to say, Dafka by Aveda is Mutter because he's not creating any benefit, but rather he's just avoiding him a loss, like Mavriya Hari, where it's not considered that he's benefiting him. But the animal got sick, where by the fact that he's healing him, he's actually benefiting him. We could say that maybe it's also, even though he's doing a mitzvah, and arrived to this one, that you're not allowed to, even when you're benefiting through doing a mitzvah. But the Rebino and Dina Nedarim Simta Zayin, and so too the Chazon Ish that we mentioned before, argue on the Kivei Gesvara, and they say, because of course we could compare the Fuz Behem to Tash Shabbos Avedo, because even Shabbos Avedo, if he wouldn't return to him, it would be lost from him. And through that, he'd become rich. But we don't have over here a discussion because of the Hana in the enhancing of his assets, because he's benefiting from his own and not from others. And you can't compare this to this, that it's also to benefit from a Prutut of Yosef. Because in Prutut of Yosef, you have an added benefit of mominous. But by healing someone's animal, so he's benefiting from himself. Meaning the reason for Hashem Saveda is the same reason for being able to heal somebody else's animal. But there'd be a tzad to say, beside the tircha that he's working for him, that the tirech is something with a value and he's benefiting from him. On that we could say, since the tircha is because of his askes for mitzvah and his friend is b'meila benefiting from him, so there's no isra no. And therefore you can't wonder from this that it's also, the mad is also to benefit or feed the animals of the mother. That's dafka when he feeds him from the mother. But Refuah's behemtoi, he's not giving him anything of his own because Refuah itself is of the mother's. So just comprehend a little better, Pshat Rav Kiva Eger, and the Svar of the Imre Abino, etc. Because according to Rav Kiva Eger, the kasha is that there's a difference between Hashem Saveda versus healing the animal. Because this thing you allow to return a lost item to the owner is because the actual returning of the item, there's no benefit. Because just like causing the person saving him from a loss is not considered an actual benefit, but rather it's a menias hezek. So to Hashem Saveda, to the base of Alam, is considered a pu'ulo of menias hezek that nobody else should come and take the Aveda for themselves. And it's not considered a hano. And that's the Yisrael Heter of Hashem Saveda. So therefore, by Mirapa's behemta with his acholi, and he strengthens it and he gives him energy, since this pu'ulo is, this action is enhancement to the actual item. So you can't compare it to Mavriach Hari because he's not holding back a hezek, because according to the matzik that's already damaged through the chayli, all he is enhancing it, and why wouldn't it be considered a benefit by the fact that he's enhancing the animal? But in this, the Imre Bino and the Chazon Ish answer the discussion. They say that the heter of Shabbos Avedo by Mudano is not by the fact that the action of the Mesha Avedo is not considered an action of Ano, but rather the heter is totally beside the Mudder himself. Because this adds Mutter to be Mesha Avedo to Mudano is because the Mudder is not Mekabel added Ano. Because Ano is that from now he's Nehenna from his own Chayfetz. And also by Mirapa Behemtoi, the Mudder is not Nehenna from this a new Hano, because therefore is removal of a illness, and therefore he's dependent from the animal itself by the fact that there's no chayli, and therefore it's similar to a mesha aveda. Now regarding the machlokes states in the Rashi, there's a mitzvah shavas aveda to heal the animal. Meir Arik in the Stal Torah asks on Tosfos based on the Gemara Mitzia Daf Lamed Aleph that says that somebody that sees water is about to flood the person's karka is chayiv ligdoy b'fnei in front of the animals, and the Gemara learns it out of the pasuk of chalach aveda sechicho. The rabbis have made this karka. So there's a mitzvah Shabbos Avedo by saving a person's assets from having a financial loss. So Hakatosis writes there's no mitzvah in the Refuah's Behemtoi. And he writes that this is a Tosfos in the Rosh, right, that he's not Mirap the Behemtoi because there's no mitzvah Shabbos Avedo. He's talking about when the animal doesn't have a sickness, that if you're not going to heal him, we're worried he's going to die. Because if through the illness we're worried that he's going to die, according to everybody, of course it's a Chiva Shabbos Avedo. But we're talking about with a chayli that because of that, it's not going to be able to work properly. On that Tosfos in the Rosh, there's no mitzvah Shabbos Avedo to be mashbiach v'mayne shel chaveiro. Because the mitzvah Shabbos Avedo that said by to return the item to the Bailam, meaning that he's chayev to save his friend from a hefsid and from a loss, like by Shabbos Avedo, if you're not going to take the Avedo to return it to the owners, there's a chash that maybe it's going to be totally lost. So too, by a hefsid v'mayne, this that it's in Srabba, from the pasuk of Avedis HaKarka, that if the field is going to get flooded, he needs to go ahead and cover it over and block the water, that the water shouldn't come in. Meaning to hold back a hefsid and a loss, but to that maybe, yeah, but to be mashbiach the behemto, behemo. They should be able to work in a case where he's not saving him from a loss. There may be attacking his nomad, so Hashavas Avedo. Tosfos Rid explains that the Gemara is talking about where the doctor was madeh the chayla from his dechasov, and therefore it's mutter to bring up refuah nefesh, since by him it's a sekana, so he's allowed to bring him refuah, because the doctor dehachi, he didn't make this nether, that he should see the death of the animal and not be able to help him, and he's going to be over al nasam adam reyecho. L'chayra, we have to ask, if this is that he explains that we're talking about with his echshas sekana, that he's going to see b'misasa and he's not going to be able to help him, and he's allowed to heal him because a dieted hachil adre, because in the case of b'makom b'chorech nefesh, of course he's mechuyev to heal him, even for free, if he was mad at him, b'feresh, even al das, that he's going to watch him die. Because b'chorech nefesh is deicha all assays and at least assays in the Torah. And even in a case where it's only echshas b'chorech nefesh, al-kachach, the Gemara is not talking about in a case where there's no echshas b'chorech nefesh, and Eliza, it's sarachian. Look at the Nindah's reason he brings down Parashat Mishnah. He also says he's talking about Achilah Mesukin, and he's bothered by this because, of course, you'd have to heal him. But Ayin Shalom in the Rambam, where it's not so posh, that's the correct Gersa. Remei Simchas Mechadish Gavaldik thing. He says along the same lines, Al Karcha, we're talking about whether Behemoth is not a Chayli with his word that he's going to die from the sickness, because this that we say that by Refuah's Gufa, he's Mutta to heal him. Al Karcha, we're talking about by Chayli with his Nochshah, Sakana Safashis. Because by Chayli with his Sakana, of course, our kochach, we're talking about a chayli with his nochshas shmisa. Who I did by behemoth, we're talking about a chayli with his nochshas shmisa. And there we have machlokes of his hashavas avedo or not. According to this understanding, that when the chashash, that the animal is going to die, according to everybody, the chiv hashavas avedo. And this, the Tosfos and the Rush, right, that there's no chiv to heal the animal. Talking about when he's not going to die, even if you're not going to heal him, there will be a way to answer the theory in the Rush. That the side of the Rush in his parish on the Gemara versus the Rush in his Pesachim. This that he writes in the parish that he doesn't have to heal him is talking about even when if he's not going to heal him, he's not going to die. And this that he writes in the Pesachim that if he doesn't, there's nobody to heal him, he's allowed to heal him. It's talking about that if he's not going to heal him, he will die. Now the Torah Reish Chafalov brings down this halacha that if there's nobody to heal the animal, he's allowed to heal him. And he writes that if the Baalim don't know how to heal it, and if he Tomos, I'm like, son is Amadim, which was I say. Brings down the Bessie Yosef on this, the Rush. So to Shulchan Aruch brings down that this halacha that regarding that if he doesn't know how to do it, he Thomas is allowed to do it. According to Rebbeinu Arik, Rebbeinu Simcha, would come out, this is not totally the Machlokes Tosfos in the Rashi, because in the case where there's a chashash that it's going to be totally lost, according to everybody's Mitzvah Shavuos Aveda. So therefore, you can't learn from the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch that wants to say that it's like the Rashba versus the Tosfos and the Rush. In the case where, even without the Refuah, it's not going to die, that it should be able to heal it. Because when there's nobody else that we know that's able to heal it. But the way Meir Simcha explains it is beautiful. He wants to be make a toilet and machlokes rishonim. Is there a din of sheves by an animal or not? Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Daled says somebody that weakens the animal of his friend, he's chayav to pay him if he didn't make a chabur in it. Tosfos over there, right? We're talking about where he caused it to get weakened in a way that's not going to get healed. That's considered a chashas behemah like a real nezek. But if the chisho in a way that it's going to return to full health, that's not considered a nezek and it's potter. Dafka by Niske Odom, we find that besides with Tashlumi nezek, you pay also to make sheves. By this, that he can't go to work those days that he cannot work. But by Niske behemah, we don't have dal Tashlumim. All you have is chiv nezek alone, and therefore by chisho in a way where he's going to return to full health, he doesn't pay him anything. But Tosfos in Gittin Daf Mem Beis brings down Shem Rabbeinu Chaim that somebody that weakens a friend's animals is chayav to pay him even with a chisho in a way that's going to heal, even though by Niska behavior you don't pay only Nezek and you don't pay the other four things, because by Mazik Shor, even Shivtoi is considered Nezek. And Chaz Domim, because of the lack of work, is Dafka by a person, Shev is not considered Nezek, and it's Sarba only Mitzad the Chiv Dal Dvarim, because a person is not Nifchas Midavav as long, so much because of the head of Malacha over a long time. But by Niske Mama, when we evaluate how much it got diminished, the money to be sold was Shul, because of the head of Avaida of those days, we will figure it out. Says Rami Simcha, the machlokes we shine by us if it's named Mitzvah Shavuos Avedo to heal the behemo in order to be able to work is totally if Shev is by behemo it's considered nezek or not. The Rashi around that hold that there's a chiv to heal the animal in order to be able to work hold like Rami Chaim. Besides getting that Shev is in a behemo it's considered a nezek. Therefore, by healing the animal, there's a Shavuos Avedo because it's considered like you matzel the animal from a nezek. But Tosfos in the Rush that hold that there's in the Refuah's behemo there's nothing, there's no at all Mitzvah Shavuos Avedo. That's because they hold like Tosfos in the Sanhedrin somebody that's machish behemto shechaveroi and he caused that the behemo should not be able to work for a couple of days, it doesn't pay. He doesn't pay because Shevus and Behemoth is not considered an Ezek. Therefore, who I did that there would not be a Chiyuv of Hashavas Avedah.